You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
People of Earth, attention. This is the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance. Lightning Bolt Theater of the Mind, in association with Strange Company, presents Bleeding of the Hedges, Arc 2, The City of Brambles. Written by Carol Foley and Joshua Price.
Mom, turn the car around! We've got to go home, now!
What is it, Mom?
It's Selyse. She's in trouble.
That's better. Now, time to find that demigod and end this.
Man, the military's involved. Look at those choppers. This is frickin' World War III.
That's not the only thing I see up there. Look.
Is that...
Dixie's arrived with the backup. Look at those bell wings.
Those choppers will shoot her down.
No, they won't.
Maybe. The consequences of that flute being played are worth the effects on our war.
The last time, sister... The goal isn't to kill humans, it's to survive.
Silence, sister. You are beginning to bore me.
I see you're transitioning quite nicely, Ren.
Don't even get me started on you. I'll deal with you once all this is over.
Would you fey bitches shut it? Kid, you sure about this? The ones of those choppers, they're gonna die.
This is a war, Marcus. Sacrifices are made. It's not my fault they started this by not accepting us for who we are. Let their deaths be a warning to all.
I've never heard you talk like that. What's happening to you?
Really, Damiana, this isn't you.
I'm not on trial here. I'm leading my people in battle against our enemies. Stop questioning me and stand behind me.
Excuse me?
Hey, the fairies. They've enchanted with some sort of spell. That one, over there, with the flute. Get
no!
Oh my god. That officer just killed Kendall.
There isn't time for this.
You did what?
Sorry, Mom. I didn't know anything bad was going to happen.
So not only is there something seriously wrong happening outside, which I'm only seeing vague glimpses of, but you two go and pull a stunt like this. Did it ever... occur to either of you that there might be a reason I've guarded you against alone time with your father?
Sorry.
Selyse, thank God. Selyse? What's wrong with you?
I am going to do what I should have done in the first place, Ariana. I'm going to end the satyr and her reign once and for all.
Devlin. No.
My mind is made up, Ariana. I need to keep you and the world safe.
Selyse? Dad? Are you both in there? Oh my god!
Please, Devlin. You need to spare our child. You can't do this to
Damiana has been guarded by higher beings for long enough. Do you not see what she is, Ariana? She is imbalanced. Her mere existence causes it. Look around. She's only a child, and look how dry the land is. She is a child of the summer court. Can't you see what she represents in this world?
You don't understand, Evelyn. Damiana is an adult now. You've been trapped in your own mind for a very long time.
I won't hear any more nonsense. You can't stop me. Her presence in this world causes one more thing. Those with power are much stronger than they once were. I can feel it in the air.
I know all of this, but you aren't yourself, Devlin. The magical backlash that caused you to be trapped has driven you mad. Devlin, please, listen to me.
Enough, Ariana. I'll deal with you later.
Devlin, wait!
Mom, what's going on?
Chaos. With the world. With our family. Everything is close to being lost.
Mom, don't cry. Please.
Arbor, it's about time. Where have you been?
I don't answer to you, Lono. You answer to me.
True. But have you failed to notice what's happening outside? Have you seen the news?
I'm fully aware what is happening outside. We're under attack, are we not?
You don't get it. And what's up with your eyes? You seem strange.
I'm fine. Never better.
If you say so. Here, take a look at this.
The president confirms that in the state of Texas there has been an attack made by the Fae. The U.S. military has become involved as this is considered an act of civil war. A war that has been, in some opinions, coming for some time
now. I rest
now.
My case. Oh! Lena!
It's over, Arbor.
Lona.
Forget him. Now you deal with me.
Dixie, friend of Jack and Jael. Welcome.
How do you know my name?
We both know that's not your real name, but I figured you wanted that name left unsaid.
What are you? And why would you do this to your own kind?
Do what? Help you?
Help us?
I'm glad to see that he isn't dead.
Give it time. You both will be.
So violent. Why the facade? We both know you have no real hatred in your heart.
Stop that. You don't know me. How could you?
Because you once passed through me. It's how you got here.
You're insane. Do you hear what you're saying?
So misguided. I am the hedge, the gateway to your real home, the gateway to Tir na n'og. When you go back, you will remember everything. You will be with your friends.
You monster! Did you kill them?
You aren't listening. Did you not see Jael pass through me when you watched through the window? I called for my guards to round you up so that I could talk to you, show you.
Show me what?
This.
What the hell?
See the light. It's the sun as it shines in Tir na n'og. Your friends wait for you.
What's happened? You're one of them.
Lono, don't act so thick. You knew. You've always known. Is that not why you had all those bugs planted? Now leave us. I'll write you a generous check for your silence. Leave us!
I'm going.
Now, where were we?
If all you say is true, and you only mean to help us, then why lead humans to hate us?
It was a test. A test to see if humans were ready to accept the Fae. If they rejected my ideas instead of embracing them, then things could have been different. As the Hedge, I have watched as humans have changed over millennia, while Fae stay the same. Fae are beautiful and graceful creatures, but in spite of that, they cannot coexist with the hatred and rejection of humankind. Humans' biggest crutch is that they fear what they cannot understand. Their fear is their downfall. And alas, now I must help the Fae return home where they are safe.
I...
Say nothing, child. Please come away with me where we can talk safely. I cannot simply send you home yet. The rest of your friends are still in grave danger.
So this is the office of the Great Arbor.
Get away from the girl. Away from all of them. Or so help me.
A wolf.
My wolf. And these are the rest of my subjects.
Damiana!
You're a smart one, aren't you, Arbor? Which means you probably know what I am, and you know I can do this.
Wait!
Stay the hell away from my girl.
Sister, we need to combine our strengths.
No, you guys don't understand.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday. Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat Free, we introduced the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine cowlet t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these cowlets coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get cowlet mugs, clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official cowlet design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.